Go ahead.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
The minutes of the July 1st of 2014 are in our packages. That was the last time the ZBA met. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
John?
I'll second it.
And Lynn? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any correspondence, Pat? I'm sorry, I went ahead of myself. Any citizens here who wish to speak to other than the two agenda items? All right, I hear none. Any correspondence, Pat?
None for me.
All right, we turn then to new business, which first of all is a variance request at 351 Collins or Collings Street in Boyd City. Annie, why don't you start us off with a recitation of the facts?
As your packet shows, the applicant, the Sworgas own a property in the traditional residential district at 351 Collins Street. It's a primary dwelling structure and includes the attached garage on the south side of the property. The applicant is requesting a variance from the requirement, the zoning variance requirement, that the attached garages have a 10-foot, are set back 10 feet from the front of the front line of the primary residence. They are requesting this relief to be able to build a 20-foot by 20-foot attached garage on the front of the current garage and then expand the primary dwelling into the current garage area. And you have also in your packet the proposed structure or the proposed attachment and then what the setbacks would look like as far as that goes. There was the west side of the property has, I guess at this point, an unknown setback. So I don't know if that's something that, how you want to factor that into your decision-making process, but our GIS software, I would hate to use it as a survey. So even though it looks like it's even going over into the public property there, I wouldn't want us to make a decision based on this drawing that was the case. I know the applicant has said that it's not the case, and we have now the permit, the original permit saying that it was 7 feet back. So that's sort of an unknown variable there.
But it doesn't really pertain to anything that is requested, is it?
Right. I don't think so, because the expansion is happening on the other side. It's not expanding that specific nonconformity. Let's see. So basically just asking for relief from the 10-foot requirement. And it would be 10 feet in front of instead of behind the existing primary structure.
The ordinance would call for 15 feet behind. This request is for 10 feet in front.
No, the ordinance
calls for 10 feet behind.
10 feet behind, this is 10
feet in front. Because it's a 20-foot.
Existing garages fits into the scheme.
Yeah.
Why don't you just briefly outline the findings of fact as are in our package so everyone knows where we are.
The property is owned by applicant Tammy Sworga. Let me see. Go down. Access to the property is provided by Collins Street, which is a public road that bounds the front side of the parcel. The adjacent properties are also in the traditional residential district. The north and east sides of the property share a lot line with other privately owned properties. To the west, the adjacent property is a public alley owned by the city of Boyne City. The property is not irregularly shaped. The topography of the property is typical. The TRD minimum lot area requirement is 5,445 square feet, and the square footage of the lot is approximately 23,500 square feet. The TRD requires that attached garages shall have a front setback of 10 feet greater than that of the primary structure. The proposed attached garage is located in the front yard of the property and would extend approximately 10 feet in front of the primary structure. The proposed attachment would have an approximately 38-foot front yard setback from the public right-of-way, and the proposed attachment to the primary dwelling would be located on the south side of the property. The primary structure and proposed attachment would have an eastern side yard setback of approximately 23 feet. So number 19 there, the primary structure has a 0-foot yard, side yard setback to the west. I wouldn't put that one, so because, the TRD requires at least a 5-foot side yard setback. The primary structure is non-conforming, which that should be taken off too, because we're not 100% sure that it is.
So the only issue before this board and we need to discuss is the extension of the garage out in front of the house by some 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else the board wants at this point? If not, we'll open a public hearing and comment and invite comments from anyone on this subject. Here comes Pat. Are you the petitioner, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, anything you'd like to have us know?
Are you? Not really. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory what we're trying to do, you know. I guess one thing I really don't understand the zoning requirement. You know, why you have to be 10 foot behind the main structure of the building. It's not like I haven't gone around and seen porches that are extend beyond that. And there's other garages around the area that extend beyond that. So I guess I don't understand that.
Well, it's just a question of what is on the books at this point. My guess would be that some of the ones you have seen, and we've all seen them, were constructed before this restriction.
Yeah.
I know of no other explanation.
There are just some newer ones around, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe there were exceptions. I don't know. But the thing that we have to be guided by are the setback requirements in the present ordinance.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I just don't understand the ordinance, but...
Would you just give us a brief description of what you are hoping to do here with the new garage vis-a-vis the present garage, and somewhere they're creating living space for your family, I assume? Could you just walk us through that so we all are on the same page?
No, it's not for living space. I mean, it's strictly garage space.
We just want to extend the garage, make the garage bigger.
Oh, I thought you were going to use the portion that is now the present garage for living space.
No.
I don't know where I got that.
I think it's
in the report.
It's in.
That's what I...
What was your understanding?
Annie's report.
Yeah, I thought that's what I had. It had been indicated to me.
No, it was all garage.
Okay.
Existing garage and then 20 more feet of of the garage, so.
And so, done this way, the existing garage is the one that has the attached entrance to the house, and that would remain?
That's correct.
In the same place?
On the back side, we've got a septic system, septic tank, that prohibits us from going out the back side.
I see.
So, and then the appearance of the house would look much better if we went out through the front side. It all just makes more sense to go out the front than push it out the back even further, so.
We have an engineered system, their septic system, so.
Which we have a big mound out in the back.
So we're
limited what we can do there.
Yeah. All right, any other comments that you or anyone else in the audience would like to make on this subject? Okay.
Close public hearing. I apologize for being late. Are there commissioner questions?
The basic one is this the only way to accommodate the garage space given the septic issue, which I wasn't aware of?
Well, it's the only thing. It's the only viable option I see.
Yeah, we went over the septic system and septic tank is right in the backyard, and on the other side, there's obviously no room to bring in another driveway there, so.
The other side, you mean the west side?
The west side, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, actually
either side, it doesn't matter which way you go.
So, west or east.
I have a comment, Pat.
Sure.
I did visit the property and spoke to the owners yesterday. Now, on the west side of the property, it's in question with a zero allowance or zero side back. There's a gas meter sits there, and then there's a power line directly above that, you know, runs north and south. It impedes any kind of access to the back of the property with a cement truck. The big tile field that he has in his backyard is about 20, 30 feet behind the house, and there's a lift station there. So that preempts trying to use any heavy equipment in there. The only other alternative he does have is coming off the Jefferson Street, and that would require construction of the driveway. So that impedes his access.
But that's a privately owned, this is not an alley, it's a privately owned little strip of land there.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't be able to.
Thought that was a public, okay, well, that impedes the access completely then. On the front, I was eyeballing it because I didn't have a long enough tape measure, but I thought there was at least 90 to 100 feet between the existing roadway and his house. It says there's 38 feet of clearance here, but that's with the proposed addition. And he's got a long driveway, it's paved.
You're saying from the front of the new garage as it extends beyond the house to the road, to Collins Road, you eyeball that to be what?
I'll bet you it would be at least 60 to 70 feet.
Anything else from the board?
So you think that 38 feet is not good?
Well,
he's got more than 38 feet.
But his property doesn't go all the way to the road.
Right.
It's set back quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
The right-of-way is almost halfway of the garage. I mean, the driveway there.
So the minimum distance will be at least 38 feet.
Well, everything goes from his property line.
Because
so that's how, from his property line, which is not all the way to the road, it's 38 feet to the proposed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another one of our streets that doesn't appear to be quite centered in its right-of-way.
It has two different names, too.
Yeah, it does. We know that from the bank.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
That cost us money.
Our maps have...
Well, bought the house, it was not, didn't have a G on it.
Yeah,
and then somehow it got changed while my original mortgage was did not have the G on it. What a disaster.
Yeah, it cost us
a lot of money. Because of that.
And they have the utilities marked, was they couldn't find it. We just got the utilities marked because I told them it's got a G on the end of it. So anyhow, it's a new point at this point, but.
Okay. Any other board questions?
And the existing garage is a two-car garage?
It's actually like a two-and-a-half car.
Two-and-a-half car.
It's 20 by 32?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And just to clarify, none of the new space created is for other than a continuation of the garage in its present
place.
Correct. Right. It's just more garage, more storage, whatever you're going to do.
So we don't have stuff sitting outside?
Yep.
I don't think that basketball hoop will go inside anyway, you know what the initial.
The basketball hoop's gonna come down anyway.
Yeah, probably over to Nicky's house.
Okay. There's no other board questions? We'll go to the finding of facts. And Annie has listed 21 of them. And I feel lazy and don't feel like reading them.
She's already gone through them.
Okay. We started off with those, but we're set.
Okay. I guess that added to the findings of fact, we should probably also include that this is the extension will be strictly for garage purposes. Anyone else?
If I may, we eliminated number 19, the 0-foot setback, and then number 21, because the setback on the west side is just an unknown, so.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right, any other comments about the findings of fact?
Permit application, the cost of construction, as you said, is going to be $1,000.
Oh.
Get the name of your builder?
It should probably be another zero behind that. Oops.
In hearings and deciding appeals for variance, the board shall adhere to the following criteria in determining whether or not practical difficulties and/or unnecessarily hardships exist. Requiring the owner to comply with the regulations governing areas, setback, frontage, height, bulk, density, or other non-use requirements would unreasonably prevent the owner from using the property for the permitted use, or would render conformity with such regulations unnecessarily burdensome.
I'd like to make a comment. I might encourage a discussion on the possibility of an unnecessary hardship due to the existing utilities, structures, and the west.
Well, if I may butt in.
Yes, sir.
I just think we ought to go back to the general findings of fact and...
go down, Bill?
Well, no, but add another one that the existing engineered septic system is located directly behind the existing garage. And I think that maybe covers what you're trying to get at.
Thank you, Pat.
And is it the consensus of the board that that the conformity would be unnecessarily burdensome because of the findings of fact?
I agree with that.
I vote yes.
Okay. John?
No.
Okay. The variance granted is the smallest variance necessary to do substantial justice to the owner as well as to other property owners.
I suppose the argument lies then, quest for you to answer the question, could you create a smaller new amount of space so that the amount of the variance, the front amount, is not so extreme?
Well, yep, we could. I mean, that's not what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you looked at all the other possibilities. You can't go west. And because of the engineered subway behind the garage, you can't do that. And you can't go to the east. So, I mean, if you want to utilize your property, you've got to come forward. And you're so far away from the road, it's not like you were couple of feet off the road and it was going to put up against a sidewalk or something. So
in order to get my equipment that I have, you know, cars and the other stuff I have to in the garage, I need the footage to go back another 10 foot. It's just not going to get it.
Answer that is that it is the minimum.
I think so.
I agree.
St. John's, I know on that one, too.
You operate your business out of the property, I'm understanding?
No, I don't have a business, it's just my personal equipment that I have, yeah. No, I'm not operating a business.
His toys?
Yeah.
I have the same problem.
Well, I mean, I'd just rather put them inside than have them outside.
Well, I...
I think it's better for the neighborhood, right?
Yes.
I see enough of that stuff going around.
The variance can be granted in such a fashion that the spirit of the ordinance will be observed and public safety and welfare secured. It's not setting a precedent or anything like that.
Did you speak to self-created?
Not yet.
Coming back?
Yes. I think when she printed it, the items 2 and 3 got run together.
Hung on to 2 there.
So...
Must be word 210, huh?
And so are we in agreement that it's not out of line with the spirit and intent of the ordinance?
I agree.
I can certainly agree with that.
Okay. The need for the variance is not self-created, and that one is going to be the tough one. To some extent, you could argue that existing buildings and the placement of the septic system makes it non-self-created.
Did you often place the septic field there subsequent to your moving into the property? Were there any other options there on that?
No. My mother and I used to own that property. And we were the ones that put the original house and the septic system in.
And that's what we had to go with.
Yeah.
Because they don't have sewers on that road.
They bought the property with the septic and the house already in place.
There is one element that we're forgetting that we brought up. Any enlightened us that I thought there was a public access or a utility access on the north line, and that is not. That's a privately owned piece of land. So
that's on the west line, right?
No, north. It goes east and west.
North and
on
east.
The north side.
Yeah. Right there.
So it negates access there. You can't drive through it because you'd have to construct a drive. I'm not trying to justify my vote so far, but...
Well, it's privately owned property. I couldn't put a driveway there anyway.
Right, but the one we're struggling with now is the need for the variance is not self-created. And you can put it off on the existing property owners bought the property as stand and for expansion. They have to do what they're asking for.
Well, the need for the variance is self-created because they want a bigger garage.
Well, if you answer...
No, I understand.
No to that one, then we're dead in the water.
Right. I'm trying to help these folks because I felt that they live on a gravel road in a place that should be paved, and they don't have sewer. Everybody else in the city does. And there's that half-mile stretch there that's not paved. And, there's issues that shouldn't even probably be brought up.
Isn't the issue that requires the variance the issues of the setback, the septic system in the back, rather than your desire for more space?
Well, it's the only option I have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And thus, isn't that why we're here?
Yeah.
To talk about a variance?
Right.
I That's a good point, Bob.
Yeah, the self-created is a byproduct of your other restrictions.
Right.
Right. Yeah, which wasn't created by us. It's the ordinance that the city had when it was built.
And apparently you bought the house in its present configuration.
Right, exactly.
In that case, I would flip-flop and change my vote. The need for the variance is not self-created, and I would agree with that.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Actually, when I bought that house, I put the garage on.
That's true.
The existing garage. When I bought it from them, it was just the house. And then I added the garage. Mm-hmm. So we didn't buy it the way it sits right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you conformed with the ordinance when you built the garage.
Correct.
And the septic system is where it was.
Yeah, the septic was there. And the house was there, but I added the garage on after I bought it.
Okay, so
I'm okay.
All right, that it is not self-created?
Only because of the other restrictions that you can't control and that predated your buying the property.
Sounds like lawyer talk, but I say it's not self.
Okay. And five, the need for the variance is due to unique circumstances to the property itself and not due to general conditions in the area or to circumstances related to the owner personally or others residing on the property. And if we go back to Bob's reasoning for the need not being self-created also answers this one. I would say.
I agree.
Okay. I agree too.
So, any further discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the variance as requested.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Kubish?
No.
McClory?
No.
Murray?
Yeah.
Reynolds?
Yes.
Okay.
And as I came in, you were having this discussion about the garage 10 foot behind the front of the house. I'm going to say 15 years ago, or thereabouts, the Planning Commission, when they were working on developing that subdivision that is south of Harbridge Park, up off Division Street. All of those houses, the garages are right out to the road or right out to the setback line. And the people on the Planning Commission at that point felt that that wasn't what they wanted Boyne City to look like, and they changed the ordinance. And this board at that time went back to planning and said, do you really want to do that? And they come back and said, yes, we do. So a little historical fact. Okay, next item of business is a variance request for 710 Lynch Park Drive. We'll open the public hearing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Nino, do you want to make a speech?
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck with $1,000. Well, thanks. Yeah. I think that's a
table. I'm sorry, Pat. Did you say?
Do you want to make a speech? I said, but do you want to make a presentation?
Yeah, I'll give you this drawing. I stopped to see Annie Monday, and she was picking up her daughter, I think, at school. I talked to Scott. He thought that this was fine that I presented when I come here because nothing's changed on the side lot. I've got the site plan here. This is the 3 foot that I'm looking for. 3 foot setback.
Is that from the drip line or from the foundation?
From the drip line. Because I know that's a common, common deal. The situation is, there is a downward slope that starts here, and it's pretty steep. So, so what I'm trying to do is to avoid, to, in order to comply and have a garage here, I would have to move my garage back behind the house to keep a 3-foot setback, to keep in line with the driveway that was already existing, and to give me a 12-foot garage, which I think probably is pretty small garage. I don't think I'm asking for the world. And give me 5 feet between my house and my garage.
Is the pad poured for the garage right now?
No, it's not.
So are these actual distances, is that 3 feet from that line to propose? This is the proposed line.
Yeah.
That's the real line. That's a real number.
Big Pat?
Yeah.
That is a real number.
Before I get too far, I wonder if I should excuse myself from this one because I live a few doors down and I'm on the architectural review board for our association. We've been through several reviews on this property before it was built and drained. So I wonder if I should be.
I think probably it would be
wise,
yes.
Okay.
I guess I'll ask, do you have any citizen comment or commissioner comments for later?
I might have, but I don't know whether I should get involved in it.
No, I mean, I'll send you home otherwise.
Yeah, he's recusing himself, it has to be from the complete.
Right, but I'm asking him that after we get through with this item, if he has.
Oh, gotcha.
If he has anything he wants to bring up.
Gotcha.
I can't do anything now, but I'll be around anyways. I don't need to go.
But it is customary for you to leave the room.
Yes, you do have to leave the room.
Okay, great. Then I'm on my way.
So that's why I was saying maybe I'd send you home, you know.
Yeah, okay, good.
So.
I don't know if you want me to present more or do I just be quiet and let you guys ask me questions?
I guess if there is more that you would like to say or whatever.
Or as we talk, am I able to speak as we are going through this?
If this does not get contentious, that is kind of my format, but if, you know, if it gets contentious, we'll probably have to say no. So.
Okay, all right. So do you want us now to ask specific questions? Are you indicating not to make any more presentation comments?
Yeah, I do have more info to give you, but I guess I'd rather have you ask any questions.
Okay.
Or there.
Thank you.
See you, Roger.
Bye.
I guess, are you acting for someone or is this your house?
It's my house.
Okay, just, I guess, point of curiosity.
Are you going to occupy it as a principal residence?
Yes.
Is there any precedent for setbacks that are this small in that development? Everybody recognizes the issue of garages there.
Right.
The appears that the garage next door is 3 foot off the line.
This is two garages down, or this is in the association on the same side of the street. The garages are 5 foot 6 inches apart. And at the drip line, they're 3 foot 6 inches apart.
Huh.
So that would be closer to the entrance of the Harbor Park, but that would be in the same situation. Actually, this garage is set back 5.5 feet. I'm set back 6 feet from my neighbor's garage.
And because of the slope, I assume you're implying or stating that there's no way to move it back toward the slope in a way that would conform.
Aren't we talking about this being 3 foot and the zoning says it has to be 5?
But if you could make it conforming,
right,
what would it be then, Annie?
5 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet. It has, yeah, it has.
If it sets all
the way to the rear of the property, it's 3 feet. It sets at the end of the
nine feet.
It's 3 feet.
If it's completely to the rear of the property, it can set back 3 feet from the rear and the side.
But apparently...
But if it's not completely in the rear...
But not from the side.
Yeah, you can have...
It would have to, as I understand...
Kind of behind the house.
No, the ordinance says you can have it, if you have it completely in the rear, then you can have a 3-foot setback from the rear lot line as well as the side lot line, either or both.
Okay.
So if I move my garage from this point 9 feet back, then I would be able to have my 3 feet.
But in moving it 9 feet back, you're on the slope, I assume.
You're in the slope. I'm deep in the slope, yeah.
That's approximately a 2-to-1 slope, about 45 degrees.
I was gonna say, you wanna make a guess as to how far the garage floor would be off the ground in the back?
Yeah, it would be, I would guess 6-7.
So the...
Which, you know,
It would be rather ugly.
Could be done, it would be atrociously ugly, yes.
And would probably be the only exception. I think it's virtually a perfect line going down Front Street as it pertains to garages in the backs of houses.
You have a picture on page 5 of your report of what that looks like there.
Yes.
Actually, to be truthful, there's a little bit of everything in there. There really is, yeah.
But nothing that would stick out as far as you would have to be at the end of your lot. It's academic, it's not what you're asking for.
I wouldn't be proud of it. It could be built, I wouldn't be proud of it. Which I don't know if that's the correct answer, but it's not actually.
I would say it's a valid.
You're convinced that you need the 5 feet between your house and the garage?
Yes, I am, and I even talked to Scott McPherson about that. A hallway in a house, code says you have to have a minimum 36 inches. That's inside a house. So this is outside. This is where I'm going to be running a snowblower, bicycles. We have bike trailers that we ride with. So I really think that 5 foot is not being overly crazy.
So there would be a smaller... There.
Well, that would be another answer to the issue, but you know, a car is 6 foot plus, and you open the door on each side, it's going to be snug as it is, in a 12 foot width, like Dino said, that being quite reasonable, I think, on the on his building dimensions.
That's comparable to the other buildings. The one right next to it's 12 by 21.
Yeah. So.
But that fact then says you're asking for 13 by 22. Is there any give there? You're asking for an extra foot compared to your next door neighbor.
No.
I actually went down. I went down to 12. I was at 13.
Okay.
I went down to 12. I spent a lot of time on this, you know, trying to make it right. I want it to look right. I want it to be right. And so I spent a lot of time. And so I did change the width, and I did, and Scott had said, Scott seemed to think this is what I was really, you know, my variance is for. He thought a lot of this was not relevant, but I did move it from originally my drawing that you have is at this point. I did move it to here to allow for more space going through.
So the request it now conforms to your neighbor at 12 by 21.
12 by 22.
12 by 22. All right. This is what I'm going for.
You know, it's hindsight, but I've sat on this board too long. The developer of this parcel, when he plotted the lots, he said he wished that he was here for another reason after a lot of these homes were built. And he said that when they plotted it and laid it out, that they actually thought that these being in general, summer homes and stuff, that most people wouldn't want garages. And hindsight says almost everybody does. And he actually indicated that if, had knowing that, that he might, they might have made the lots a little wider. So.
This is, I believe, the narrowest lot in the association. So we're trying to work with it, trying to make it. Our goal is to make it look appealing visually. That would be our main goal.
Well, I do have a question after viewing the site. I thought that 12 by 20 or 12 by 20, about 12 by 20 or 21 would fit without a required variance. You can't do that.
Well, yeah, if I shove it back into that, you know, off that hill.
But then when
shove it back off the hill, why?
Well, shove it back and build it up so that you, and then if you drove down Front Street, you'd have this.
Oh, that's in order to maintain the 5 feet between the house.
Yeah, he could cut it down to three feet on the house side.
At that, utilizing the space right to, I'm talking about micromanaging this thing, mm-hmm. and then reducing your overhang on your eaves.
I've done that. I have a 6-inch overhang.
Okay.
I've tweaked it. I've tried to tweak it the best I can. The driveway was existing, and I am lined up with the driveway. I'm trying to make it look, you know, typically you drive in your driveway and you line up with your garage. I'm sort of trying to make it look like it was meant to be, I guess.
Okay. Do you want to enter them into?
Okay. Do you want to have a public comment?
Well, okay. Are we kind of done with Dino for right now? Mr. Frankie.
Thank you.
And again, you have to excuse me because I've known Dino since he was 5 or 6. So, anybody else care to comment?
Yes, I'm Michael Sheehan from the Sheehan Association and represent the Architectural Review Committee. And the Franchinos came to us about a month ago with a plan, and we reviewed it very carefully, went over it from each perspective, how you look at it from Front Street, how you look at it from Lake Park. And at that time, with the plan that he proposed to us, we approved it from our point of view, aesthetically, the location on the site, and said as long as it conformed with the city code and so forth, it would be acceptable to us. The plan he presents to you tonight is not that plan. He's moved the garage considerably further back towards the hill or towards Front Street. It'll expose considerable more foundation wall below it. We'd like to look at it again. The approval we have does not pertain to the design you have. If you look at the one that's in your packet, it's considerably different. How many feet is the front of that garage back from the end of the driveway now? 5 feet, 6 feet?
It's 6 feet back. It was 2 feet. And then when I staked it for everyone, it was 6 feet is where it's staked at right now.
So I'm concerned not only that the committee wouldn't approve it, I think there's some neighbors that might not be as happy about it as they were with the original design.
Tell us again what is different now from what you had approved.
The garage as it sits on the lot has been moved towards Front Street 6 feet.
Okay.
Or 4 feet, whatever. It's been moved considerably further. So now it's going to protrude from that imaginary line you drew about all those garages. Yeah. This one will stick beyond that from just that standpoint alone. But on top of that, the drop-off starts very early, and it's going to expose, instead of a foundation wall of some reasonable dimension, it's going to be, we'd have to go out and look at it, survey it, and determine, but it's going to be a significant, ugly-looking wall sticking out there, which there are ways with stone and gardenings and greens and stuff to camouflage it, but I'm not sure the committee that approved it would have approved this particular design. Did I answer your question about what's different? The width of the garage is the same, the height is the same, the length is the same virtually. He's changed it a foot here or there, but he just moved it back on the
back lot, toward Front Street.
Towards Front Street, away from his house,
yes.
Which I can appreciate.
Bob, here's the original one. It's in your packet, but that's the...
Currently, there's a drive paved there, and he started the garage at the end of that pavement. And that's where we staked it off originally from and thought, well, this isn't going to be too bad. We'll have some exposed vertical wall back there. It won't be that pretty. I'm afraid now that it's sticking out considerably. And I'm also concerned that neighbors that are looking up and down the street are losing more width to their sight. And they sit out on their deck and so forth. They're all of a sudden seeing much more of a garage protruding out next to them. Now, in all truth, his next door neighbor is right here. His is the garage that's right next to Mr. Franchino's, or where it would be. And he can hardly see the garage, and I don't think he cares much in his regard, because his view is all blocked by his own personal garage. But the others up the street will see this protrusion sticking out further. We have to talk to those people and see what they think about. But the garage itself, we didn't have any problems. And going back to some of your questions, these garages have been shoehorned in, just as your chairman has suggested. The developer missed the boat. And we were in favor of supporting a variance to support this project because we think it's a good project. Dan has worked hard at making the house fit on the property. He's worked hard about getting the garage to comply with what's available on the property. But I'm just not sure that we would, I'm not going to vote for the committee at this time. Roger, when I could ask for one more vote right here. Does that answer your questions as far as the position from the association?
Yes, I think so.
Why did you move this 6 feet, Dan?
Because as I spent more time with it, I thought it made sense. It opened that up a little more, and I didn't think it was going to hurt anything. I have pictures of my other neighbor's garage, and it doesn't stick out as far as his. So I thought I was within the parameters of what was there. So I didn't think I was doing anything that was overly crazy. And the whole reason why my garage is back a little further too is that the driveway was already in there. When the developer put the driveway in, he did put a slope down, and all the water goes down towards the garage. So I was trying to leave space between the driveway and the garage so I can ramp it up before my garage, so that I can deal with drainage and deal with that issue. And I went through a lot of things with that. I was thinking of doing an underground thing with a trench drain there. Then after talking with my dad, he started talking about rains, and then it freezes. It's going to freeze up. It's not going to drain. So if I leave myself more space, I can naturally divert the water. And so it just worked out better for what I had.
The other gentleman, do you care to make a comment?
Well, I do, yeah. So this is my house, my garage.
May I have your name, sir?
Richard Cook.
Thank you.
So I guess what I'm seeing here is kind of akin to someone moving next to a farm and then complaining about them using fertilizer. This is the neighborhood. This is my driveway, is a narrow little thing. That's how it's... The subdivision is, you know, and for someone to come in and want to change everything doesn't make sense to me. Don't buy the lot. The lot was there, the elevation was there, the lot size was there. He's not like this gentleman who just left. He's a professional builder. He should know how to make everything fit on the lot, anybody. It's not like me trying to build a house or anything like that. So anyway, this is what I'm stuck with. I can't change things. I don't know why it's so special about him that he can change things. I don't know.
What is your objection, the 3 foot variance or the fact that the garage has been replaced?
I had told Dino I would be glad to let that garage come over closer if we put a firewall in, but they're going back. I think, you know, it's a real nice neighborhood in this town. A lot of people drive by there, and I don't think a house sticking out is going to get it. I just don't. The aesthetics, you know, a lot of people drive through the neighborhood just to drive through there. I think you guys would be making a mistake if you just said, oh yeah, we'll let somebody come in and do that. And you, on your last one, you said self-created. Well, this is obviously a self-created plan. He's the one who built the house, so I'm kind of a no-brainer to me. But anyway, these... And this is his driveway, so his... So my driveway, I mean, that's where the houses are on there. Here's your neighbor on the other, that's the other driveway. They're just little tiny houses, little tiny driveways. I'd like to, put a big...
This is your property?
Yes, and I think if he put it right next to it, I have no problem putting a firewall there, but I don't... Sticking back here, I don't see why you guys would approve that, but... But he's a heck of a nice guy. I don't have any problem with him, but just they're going back.
Thank you.
Okay.
You, sir.
Yep.
Gentlemen and...
Well, I'm kind of confused because I'm not clear whether or not the footprint for this proposed garage is within the limits that have already been set in the neighborhood. Am I clear in thinking that it's not? It's beyond the precedence that's been set by other footprints?
Size-wise,
how far back?
That's what I'm hearing from the gentleman that spoke behalf of the committee.
It is further setback than any other garage on that side of the street.
Does that mean that?
Rather than to try to go through this tonight, I would propose that we table this till next month.
Because I looked at it, and it didn't appear like it was for any further back, at least where the stakes were, from what other people have now. Now, to say that when you drive by on Front Street and it's going to create a, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb, I kind of don't agree with that because that's a pretty good distance, and I would really like to know how somebody could differentiate 3 feet from 6 feet when you're 100 feet away on a hill that's going down 30 feet.
I don't think we know the answers to those things. I'm more concerned, I agree with Pat, to table for the simple reason that we're being asked to vote on something that the association, which I think is a very strong group, has passed a different version, and I'm not sure that that's fair to the whole neighborhood.
Or fair to the
applicant. Yeah, either way.
Yeah. Because we're setting up a situation where there may be a conflict that... There may be a conflict.
If we took the month, Mike, what would happen? You'd go back, say this has changed?
Yeah, we'd go back and look at it. I mean, the first time we saw this proposal was when I looked over your shoulder here at the table. And I'm not sure it's that bad. I tend to think when we get done with this discussion, we may all agree that it's pretty nice. Yeah. I mean, we could live with it.
Yeah.
But we haven't looked at it before. Yeah. And I can't vote for the other six people on the committee.
In your report that you have this for the previous... design, not this one, although it's minimal difference, but the numbers are for the...
I'm with Bob in that I'm having a heartburn because the chair of the aesthetics committee for the association is having questions. And John,
do we have a... I mean, I'm not sure now where the garage is. We're being asked.
This is the
official plat of where they're asking. Okay,
that's what I meant. When I talked to Scott on Monday, because I said,
he knew that this was changed, that from what we had.
Yes, but he asked me if you're going for a side lot variance.
Right.
So
it's the same.
Looking at pictures.
That's what he told me.
Right.
Like this.
This is roughly his 6 feet, right? That he's now protracted back to Front Street.
I pushed it back 4 feet.
4 feet.
From my original drawing, I did push it back 4 feet, and I guess I sort of thought that I had approval from the Harbridge if it followed the zoning in the
if I was okay with you, I thought I had approval for a garage.
And the 4 feet you pushed it back was the only thing that you changed. The 3 foot variance next door and the 5 foot to your house has always been there.
That's been the same, with the exception that I went from 13 feet to 12 feet.
Yeah.
Smaller dimensions and farther setback.
As far as the association is concerned, I know that's not our decision, but a lot of garages are only 20 feet deep, and any protrudence there could be alleviated. That's why I asked Mr. Francino with the micro process.
Well,
these numbers.
I guess, you know, hearing everything that, you know, we've heard here tonight, I would make a motion at this point that we table this till next month.
That's a good motion.
Yes.
Your decision isn't bound by what the homeowners association decision is. Just so you know that that's not part of the decision.
I guess I would like the request coming here to have the homeowners association's approval before we approve it.
I agree.
Correct.
Totally agree.
Would you care to second my motion?
Yes.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Kubish.
Yes.
McClory.
Yes.
Murray.
Aye.
And Carlisle.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's the process.
So if you could provide me with a copy of that, then
okay.
I'll be able to give all of them a copy and they can...
Mike, a month gives you time to run this by your people.
Well, a couple of days.
So we meet again in a month?
Yeah.
We go through it again.
Got the schedule right here.
Yeah.
November the 4th.
Election day.
Election day. You'll be here anyway.
Can I have we close this?
Are we closed on the election day?
No, he wants the...
He wants to know if we're closed on the meeting yet.
No.
So let me just throw this out there. So say I go back to get approval from the Harbridge, and I don't get approval from the Harbridge. Is there a way so we can avoid another month of loss? The weather is not on our side. So we can avoid another month of loss. Is there a way I could... Can I get approval then, I guess? I guess I screwed up by not submitting the right drawing in time. So can I get approval for where my other drawing is, or no? Is that not a good idea?
I would not be comfortable going there. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just want to know, just so I know.
Yeah.
So that if I go, if the Harbridge gets back to me 2 days and says, no, you know, we don't approve it, then... And I thought I could just go together. All right.
Sorry.
Thanks.
No old business. No reports allowed to report. Standing committee. Commissioner comments. I would like to make one. And I guess irritated would be a good word about these letters from Haggard Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, they supported me. Come on.
Pardon?
They supported me. I got that letter.
And I just... He's not a resident of the city or anything.
It's a public hearing. He's, you know, anyone's able to comment.
I understand that, but... It, like I say, it irritates me.
I think it does it throughout the whole county. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Every single ZBA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that some of it will stick against the wall and he'll get a plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it's more ideology.
I
come on, everybody knows who John is, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, is he the supervisor of St.
No.
James Township?
He's the head of the Republican.
Right.
Yes.
But isn't he also the supervisor of St. James Township?
Thank you.
No.
No? Different hand. Okay, thank you, Pat.
Izzy?
Any announcements?
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I had earlier sent out an email to everybody about a Charlevoix County Planners Forum on Thursday, the 30th of October, 6 to 9 o'clock ish at Charlevoix Library. Didn't know if anybody else wanted to go. John's going to go. Have a couple people from the Planning Commission going.
I cannot.
Okay.
I just went to work for the school for a night.
Did you say the 30th?
The 30th, October 30th.
I think that's the one that I thought I might want to go to. I've got to revisit my calendar.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we have until the 24th. I just figured it was the meeting and I would bring it up.
Try to remember to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
If not,
Nope, one more.
Oh.
This big old black book. I sent an email out about the Code of Ordinance. I'm doing all the updates. I'm finding that the ZBA and the Planning Commission do not have this book. Good. Does this look familiar to anybody?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I come down here and need it when I...
Well, it's online. Oh, and yeah. So that's. Well, I think that's why it's not with the two committees is because it is. It's online and it's got our general ordinances in it and the zoning ordinance and stuff. But, okay. That's
Thank
it for me.
For
I just want to caution the board on making a decision based on Homeowners Association's decision, just for the record, because if it's looking like that's you know, that's not part of the legal criteria that is.
I understand that,
I understand from an aesthetic point and just
there's
having the whole
thing.
He has to have approval through them before he can even consider bringing it here.
He doesn't.
Yeah, have to.
We can
it would
give
be
him
really
approval.
Stupid.
Right.
Be counterproductive.
But I just, but
if he's
got,
if he's got, if he's got to get the approval before he can do it from them, yeah.
But just legally, we have.
Right.
They don't have
any standard.
Or shouldn't be. Yeah.
I think we know that.
So
the chance
book.
To get them lined
yeah.
up, we should do it.
No, I understand. I just for us to not.
It just keeps peace in the neighborhood.
We could go ahead and approve it, and then the association says no.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know, I think we've
done it from what the comments and everything. You know, yes, we could go ahead and make a decision, but it's.
You know, and I guess I've sat here long enough that my height's thick enough that so you can't build it till spring. You know.
I think he's got enough room there to make it within the order.
He could make it conform.
I think he can do it.
He could cut his walkway down to 4 feet to take another foot off the garage and be there.
He's got an 11-foot wide garage now.
Yeah.
Outside.
No, it's 12.
12. It was
drip
13.
Line. He's got a 6-inch
oh,
drip line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that those dimensions were from the drip line, because I asked him.
Yeah, the 12 feet. Mm-hmm. So, and he said he had a 6-inch, so he's got an 11-foot wide exterior major garage, which goes down to what?
You're getting pretty skinny.
Yeah.
So,
motion goes down to pretty close 10 feet. Who's your turn?
I'm making motion. Oh, I'll second it.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Pat. I got to work.